listening to the White Hat Crew podcast, Internet Marketing with Ethics with Anton Roundy.
Blog Riffers, building content, connections, and community. Yesterday, at the end of my post about how to connect with other bloggers, I hinted that I'd been stewing over an idea to help bloggers connect with each other. After that, I thought about it some more, got motivated, and now it's ready to go. It's called Blog Riffers. It doesn't cost anything. In fact, it's not even a product. It's a way of blogging that builds connections naturally between blogs and bloggers, and a badge you can display on your blog to let people know that they can connect with you this way. Let me explain. The way of the blog riffer. Blog riffing starts with what I've been advocating for the last few months, starting a blog post with a quote from another blog and adding your thoughts. If that's all there were to it, it'd be worth doing because it's a great way to get ideas to blog about. You don't have to come up with a completely original idea to write something valuable, and by copying a quote, you've already got some starter material. And it naturally builds connections between blogs. You link to the blog that you got the quote from, and they'll often link back to you automatically through a pingback. With blog riffing, we take the concept a step further. If you display the blog riffing badge on your site, don't worry, I'll make badges in various sizes so that you don't have to use the 300 by 250 pixel image I'm using. When another blog riffer sees it, they'll know that you've got the blog riffing mentality. What that means is that they can expect you to approve pingbacks if they riff on your blog posts. There's no obligation to do so, especially if the riff is really just a rip, where they grab a quote from your site but don't really add anything original. So it's not going to enable bloggers to get links from your site. Also, they'll know you're looking for blogs to riff on. When a blog riffer riffs on one of your posts, check out their blog. If you find something you can use to seed a post on your blog, you return the favor by riffing on them. That's called a riffback. Deep and wide. As a blog riffer, should you go deep, riffing repeatedly on the same blogs, or wide, riffing on a wide variety of blogs? The answer is both. Going wide will give you broad exposure to the readers of many blogs. Going deep will help you build relationships with the bloggers you resonate with best. Those relationships can then extend to more than just riffs and riffbacks. So there you have it. No obligations, no monthly fees. It's all about building awareness of the riffing method of coming up with ideas to blog about, something lots of bloggers struggle with, and building connections between bloggers so we can bring our blogs down out of the stars, so to speak, and turn them into a web of interconnected islands with more traffic flowing through all of them. Visit blogriffers.com to get a badge for your blog.
We'd love to hear your thoughts about this podcast. Post a comment on our blog at whitehatcrew.com/blog, or better yet, copy an excerpt and use it to start a post on your own blog. You'll find links for sharing our content with your friends at the bottom of each post. And whatever you do, take action on what you learn.